AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Minnesota.
I recognize there will be those who disagree with the sentence.
Judge Regina Chu sentenced former police officer Kim Potter to 2 years in prison. Potter shot and killed a black man, Dante Wright, during a traffic stop.
Empathy is a quality of character that can change the world. Officer Kimberly Potter was trying to do the right thing.
Wright's mother, Katie, says Kim Potter killed her son, but the judge seemed to favor the white officer, Potter, to the black victim, Wright's son.
Pouring my heart out in my victim impact statement that took so long to write, and I reread it over and over again, to not get a response out of the judge at all. But then when it came down to sentencing Kim Potter, she broke out in tears.
Kim Potter offered a tearful apology in court to Wright's family. In Germany, Vice President Kamala Harris said the U.S. still hopes Russia will de-escalate in Ukraine, but is ready to hit it with tough sanctions in case of an attack. Former National Security Council Russia Director Fiona Hill says Vladimir Putin is a manipulator.
This is a critical moment for the United States, because what the Russian government wants to do, the Kremlin and Putin, is to also push the United States out of Europe. It's a challenge to the United States' role as a guarantor of European security, but also as a partner and an ally of European countries in the NATO alliance.
The Justice Department says archives show records from Donald Trump's administration retrieved from Trump's private club had classified information. Major League Baseball is canceling the first week of spring training games through March 4th. Owners have locked out players in a contract dispute. It's late in the trading day on Wall Street. Stocks are lower. This is AP News. Separatists in eastern Ukraine say they're evacuating civilians through Russia.
Immediate worries now focus on the volatile front lines of Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk regions in the east, where a surge of shelling on Thursday has put communities on edge. The separatist conflict between the Ukrainian government forces and Moscow-backed separatists erupted in 2014 and has killed over 14,000 people so far. A spokesman for one of the regions says women, children and the elderly will be evacuated first, and that Russia has prepared facilities to accommodate them. The news of the evacuations is the latest in a cascade of developments this week that have brought east-west relations to their lowest point in decades. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Carolina's top lawyer and Charleston appear to be heading to court to figure out if the city broke a state law protecting Confederate memorials when it removed a marker commemorating a rebel general from a public school. Ed Donahue, AP News.